Sarah Zuckerberg, you and Michelle have called Todder Mechavero, Kodem Mechavero. Any mitzvah which is done more frequently than a different mitzvah would precede the mitzvah that is done less frequently. If you have two mitzvahs to do, one is done more frequently, then that mitzvah is done first. Only after that would you do the mitzvah that is done less frequently. Hatmidim Kodmin Lemusafim. The Korban Tamid precedes the Korban Musaf. The Korban Tamid would be brought first. Only after that would you bring the Korban Musaf. And the Korban Tamid is brought every day, as opposed to the Korban Musaf, it's only brought on Shabbatos, Rosh Chodashim, and Chagin. Musbe Shabbos, Kodmin Lemusbe Rosh Chodash. The Musaf that is brought on Shabbos would precede the Musaf that is brought on Rosh Chodesh. If Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbos, you'd bring the Musaf of Shabbos. First, only after that would you bring the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, as the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is brought less frequently than the Musaf of Shabbos. Musbe Rosh Chodesh, Kodmin Lemusbe Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, so therefore you bring the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, and also the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, and the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is brought first, as the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is more frequent than the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, Shenemar. That which a mitzvah that is done more frequently is done before a mitzvah which is done less frequently, we learn after the following pasuk. As the pasuk said, Mubad Olos HaBoker, Asher Olos HaTamid, Kasu Azelim. Besides Olos HaBoker, which is Olos HaTamid, you should do these, meaning you should bring the Korban Musafim beside the Korban HaTamid. And from that which the pasuk said, Mavad Olas HaBoker, we learn out that the Olas HaBoker, the Olas HaTamid, is brought before the Korban Musaf, and that which the pasuk continues and says, Asher Olas HaTamid, we learn out to all other mitzvahs, that this is a klal, that by all mitzvahs, the mitzvah which is more tater is done before the mitzvah which is less tater. And the pasuk is telling us, that which the Korban HaTamid is brought first, is because it's an Olas HaTamid, it's an Olas that is brought every single day, and since it is done more frequently, that is the reason it is brought before the Korban Musaf. So therefore we can learn out by other mitzvahs also that a mitzvah which is more tater is done before a mitzvah which is less tater. Anytime you have two mitzvahs to be done, and one mitzvah has more kedusha than the other, you do the mitzvah with more kedusha before you do the mitzvah with less kedusha. Dam chatos kodem l'dam olah. If the coin has both Dam Chatzis and Dam Olah to be zarek on the Mizbeach, he would be zarek to Dam Chatzis first. As the Dam Chatzis is more Kedusha, this Marata is Machaper on Chai Vekrisis or Zom B'Shogi, as opposed to the Zrika of the Dam Olah, Zom B'Chaper on Mitzvah Saseh. Every Olah Kodmen Le Muri Chatzis. If Neshehen Kalo Le Isha. The coin would be marked to the limbs of an Olah on the Mizbeach before he would be marked to the Muri Chatzis, the part of the Chatzis that is Nikta on the Mizbeach. As far as the Torah is concerned, the Ola has more Kedusha, and the Ola is entirely consumed on the Mizbeach. Chatas Kodemes La'asham. If the coin had two Korbanos to be makrib, a Chatas and an Asham, he would makrib the Chatas first. As the Chatas has more Kedusha, Mivnesha Dama Nitein, our Arba Kronos, Ba'al Yisuf. As the Chatas requires Matan Damim on the four Kronos of the Mizbeach, and the rest of the Dam after the Matan Damim are done on the four Kronos would be spilled onto the Yisuf. As opposed to an Asham, it only requires two matan damim on the mizbeach, shehein arba, on two corners of the mizbeach. That way it would be on all four sides of the mizbeach. And even though by an asham also, the rest of the dam after the matan damim are done are poured onto the yisod, but it does not say so explicitly in the pasuk, as opposed to a chatas, it says mefurish in the pasuk that the rest of the dam is poured onto the yisod. Asham kodem l'toido le'el nazim. Mipnei shehu kache kache. If the coin has both an asham and a toido or an al nazir to be brought, he would bring the Asham first, as an Asham has more Kedusha than a Todah or an Al Nazar. As an Asham is Kache Kashem, it could be eaten only in Nazar by Zichrei Kuna, as opposed to a Todah. And an Al Nazar, they are considered Kachem Kalam. Had Todah, the Al Nazar, Kaid Min Lishlam. If Ne Shehe Nechalon Liyom Echad Utunim Lechem, a Todah or an Al Nazar would be brought before a Shlam. As a Todah and an Al Nazar has more Kedusha than a Shlam, as they are eaten for only one day and one night, as opposed to a Shlam, which is eaten for 2 days and one night. And so too, bread is brought together with a Todah and an Al Nazar, as opposed to a Shlamin, no bread is brought with it. Shlamin Kaidman Lebechor. Meneshein Tunin Matan Arbo Smicha Unesachim Etrufat Chazo Veshov. The coin would be makrib a Shlamin before Bechor, as a Shlamin has more Kedusha than a Bechor. The reason being, as a Shlamin is required to do four Matanos of the Mizbeach, actually, Shte Matanos Shehein Arba on two corners of the Mizbeach, and that way it would go on all four sides of the Mizbeach. And also, Smicha needs to be done by Shlamin to lean on the korban before the shechita. And also a mechad nesachim is brought together with a shlamim. And also by a shlamim, the coin and the balam need to shake the chazah, the shok, which is the part of the shlamim which is given to the coin, together with the Emurim, it would be shaken by the Kohanim and the Baalim, as opposed to Bechor. None of these things apply to it, so therefore Shlomim had more Kedusha than a Bechor, so therefore it would be brought before a Bechor.